Chapter 8, All of Life is Sales. It had taken a month, but Michael finished the book that Charlie had made required reading. Michael had enjoyed it more than he thought he would. Now he was excited to get back to 12 Pillars and meet with Charlie again. He was getting addicted to this personal development stuff. After a brief conversation about what Michael had learned from The Magic of Thinking Big, Charlie moved quickly into the next two lessons from Mr. Davis's Pillars of Success. I know you don't have a lot of time today, Michael, but I want to share with you two more of Mr. Davis's Pillars of Success. The first is about sales, and the second is about money. Mr. Davis always says, all of life is sales. That is so true, Michael. You're in sales, aren't you? Yes, I am. Are you very good at that? I used to think I was, but based on my performance, I'm beginning to wonder. That's okay, Michael. Anyone can get better at sales if they apply themselves. The first thing is to realize is that everything is sales. And to better understand it, to give a broader application of this principle, it's better to understand sales as the concept of influence. Influence? Yes. You see, Mr. Davis says that influence is the key to a successful life. Anyone who wants to succeed must learn the art and skill of influencing others. When they do that, they will be successful. How's that? You see, all of life is lived with other people, not in a vacuum. When you need to succeed, it is usually dependent upon working with or through other people. That's why you must influence. It is true nearly from the time we are born. I don't know what you mean, Michael said quizzically. Think about it. From the time we're born, successfully reaching our goals is dependent upon influencing others. As we grow, we must hone those skills. A baby must influence his or her parents to feed him. A child influences his or her parents for a bite. A teacher has to influence the person they fancy so they can get a date. The person who graduates college must influence her potential boss to give them a job. Salespeople must influence prospective buyers if they want to eat well. You see, all of life is sales, and all of sales is influence. That makes sense, but how do you influence? The key to influencing others is to have others perceive you as a person of talent and virtue. Mr. Davis says frequently that talent and virtue are the same as character and skill. Be a person of strong character and increasing skill, and you will always be growing in your influence. And do you know the best way to have people perceive you as a person of talent and virtue? No. What? Be a person of talent and virtue. Charlie chuckled out loud at his own joke. Michael grinned at having been caught in that one. Talent and virtue are the foundation of successful influence and sales, whether you're selling a product or selling yourself. And a successful person is always selling him or herself. Once you've mastered those, the skills of sales are pretty simple. Okay, I'll bite. What are the skills of sales? Well, how about this? Know your stuff. Talk to lots of people. Be persistent. And never take no for an answer. Can you explain it a bit more? Sure. If you're going to sell a product, you have to know it, believe in it, and feel it. And the same is true if you're selling yourself. As for talking with lots of people and succeeding in sales, simply talk to lots of people every day. And here's what's exciting. There's lots of people. Mr. Davis always talks about the law of large numbers, which means that a certain percentage will work with you or buy from you. If 10% do, then you'll sell more if you call 40 people a day than if you call 10 people a day. That makes sense. What was the last one again? Never take no for an answer. Oh, yeah, that's right. Michael, salespeople should take lessons from their kids. What does the word no mean to a child? Almost nothing. Ha, I know that better than anyone. When they want something, they ask and ask and ask. The idea is that most people just aren't persistent enough to succeed in sales, or life, for that matter. Yeah, I guess you're right, Michael conceded.